You may notice that something will sound different about Morning Report, Midday Report and Checkpoint from Monday. We're keeping the bird, we're keeping the pips, but we're getting a sonic refresh. Here's reporter Ruth Hill with the history and the future Morning Report theme.
Back in 1975, it was percussion heavy. In the 80s, era of shoulder pads, big hair and other excesses, there was a lot more brass.
Good morning, New Zealand. Not only a greeting, also the name of the next 3 hours on national radio.
Electronica came in with the 90s. Continued into the early noughties. And from 2014, this has been the wake-up call for listeners. Prepare yourselves, loyal listeners. There will be a new theme from Monday that, with variations, will run across all our news programmes. RNZ Head of News Richard Sutherland says he was keen to have a cohesive sonic brand to help listeners cut through the noise, much like the BBC's Rapid Fire theme, which runs ahead of every bulletin and news programme.
When you hear that piece of music, you know, here is information coming in from a credible source. It's all about reminding the audience of who you are and what you do and how we do it.
RNZ chose Sydney-based sound design company Song Zoo for its proven credentials, including composing the music suite for Australian public broadcaster SBS.
I'm very upfront about the fact that these guys are very good, they have a proven track record, they give us value for money and they give us an excellent product at the end of it, which includes that New Zealand taste and flavour to it.
Song Zoo's creative director, Ramesh Sathaya, says keeping it Kiwi was an important part of their brief.
It needed to represent a sound of New Zealand, so, you know, that was bringing the marine instrumentation into it.
To do that, Song Zoo brought in New Zealand composer and Tangaporo expert, Jim Hall.
The temptation is to get a primitive instrument that only has three notes and sample it into your keyboard and then start playing complicated melodies on it, which is very disingenuous and not authentic. So I was very mindful of that anything that was on was presented more or less how it would be known.
So how do you encapsulate an entire organisation in music? Ramesh Sathaya says drilling down to the sonic essence can be quite an involved process. They examined RNZ's charter, its visual identity, and the music it's used in the past. He likens it to a film score setting the scene.
We're trying to do that in a few seconds, capture the essence of any organisation or company, in this case is the RNZ National, and try to bring it down and be able to express the essence of it in 3 or 4 seconds, essentially.
Jim Hall says there's one stylistic trope that all news themes need, and it dates back to the early 20th century.
News programmes always had the sound of a teletype machine and telegrams and Morse code, you know, kind of built the excitement. And I've got to tell you, in 2022, if you do a news theme and you don't have something a bit like that in there, then someone says, oh, it's not very newsy, you know. And if all you've got to do is stick something like that in, everyone goes, oh, wow, that's better.
Just to prepare listeners, here's a sneak preview.